So we're holding on daf dalid on the base. The top line of daf dalid on the base, the end of the line last. And the chiddush that we finished off with was that this machlokes is rather than Shmuel, and how to interpret the translation of the Mishnah, what the word machlokes means, where it means other mamazik, or it's talking about you physically damaging somebody, according to Rav, you physically damaging a person's item, or it's talking about a person's ox damaging through consumption, through shame, machlokes Rav Shmuel. It's not just a machlokes and how to translate the word. It ends up being a machlokes in halacha, at least according to the Gaonim, where according to Rav, the Mishnah talking about a man damaging somebody's vase, he's chayav. It's a particular scenario when he's damaging when he's sleeping. If he's sleeping, because he was negligent, he put himself down next to the vase and went to sleep, and he damaged when he's sleeping, he's hired to pay for the vase, and that's a chiddush, because even though at the time he damaged, he wasn't conscious, he wasn't hired to mitzvahs, he wasn't controlling himself, he still hired to pay, not at the time of damage, but because he put himself in that position, and therefore he is negligent. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah according to Rav. Shmuel doesn't have mother as Adam, a mazik scenario, doesn't have that in the Mishnah, and according to the Gaonim, Shmuel would argue in such a case and say, you're not chayav if you put yourself to sleep in such a case. If you put yourself next to a vase, go to sleep, and then you're damaged, according to Shmuel, the result would not be the same as Rav. You'll be released from that. Why? Because it's a chiddush, and if you don't have a source of that chiddush, you wouldn't therefore machayav it. Yeah, you wouldn't have time. You haven't got a source. Without a source, you can't have time. The only one who has a source is Rav, who learns the Mishnah, saying that. Shmuel doesn't have that in the Mishnah, so there's no source. There's no source. There's no way you can machadish something without a source. Not this Mishnah. Yeah, maybe there's a Mishnah later on, and maybe according to Shmuel, it'll be for different reasons you're chayav. Maybe still not given this. Yeah. But from this Mishnah, it comes out, only Rav is learning this scenario, you're going to be chayav when you put yourself to sleep next to us, meaning Shmuel would not say such a thing necessary under maybe the category of Adam Mazik. Maybe be chayav for different categories which have different rules and different releases, and therefore there's still enough gemin and halom. That's where we finished off last night. Now let's go to the Gemara, because this is really a hatzoma to the Omid base, because you're going to see, you have to keep this in mind, because a lot of Omid base will be using this to understand what's on the base as well. So if you go to the top line on Daf Dalet on the base, you're going to read inside the end of the line. Says the Gemara, Maskif lo Rav Mari. Rav Mari has a big question. You know, this discussion in the Mishnah, what Mave is between Rav and Shmuel, says Rav Mari, Amen Mave, is that my... the damage taking place through water. This means damage through damage through an animal. And mother is damage caused by water. Could it say, as it's written, where is it written such a thing? It's written in a pasuk in Yeshaya, not in the Torah, there's a novi. It says, Kukadeach Esh, just like fire. Hanastasin. Ma'im tivon esh. Just as fire melts. Rashi points out it melts tar. Put fire to tar. It melts it down. So also ma'im tivon esh. Water bubbles up the fire. Water bubbles the fire. Mind to vaya. So we see the lashon tivaya is reference that water is tivayish. It's something that affects and bubbles up the fire. So the lashon tivaya is a loss in reference to water. So therefore, when it says in the Mishnah, which is the same word, it's the same word. So therefore, we see Devar means water in Shaya. So the Mishnah also means water. So why are you telling me, Rav, that Mishnah is talking about automatic? Why are you saying, Shmuel, that Mishnah is talking about your ox damaging? No, the Mishnah is talking about Mavi. What's the word translating Mavi mean? I look at Shaya Mavi, and it says the word Mavi is water. So therefore the Mishnah is talking about water damage. Damage through water. So therefore, Lachara, who's the Kasha on? The way we're speaking things out. Rav, Shmuel, or both of them? Who's the Kasha on? Or both. You both got it wrong. You both missed the point. Yishayah Novi says clearly what Mavi is, and it's water. Okay. Yes, Amatsya. I'll tell you what, yeah. The Gemara started Rav and Shmuel saying at the beginning of the Sugya of Rav and Shmuel on Gimel Beis at the bottom of there. It says, the Gemara says, what's Mavi? So the Rav said, Mavi is all the Mazik, and he brings a Pasuk to prove the word Mavi is all the Mazik. And Shmuel says, Mavi meant the Shah damaging, yeah? And he brings a Pasuk, the Shah that are consuming, yeah? And both of them said, I didn't like what you said, because it's not exactly the word of Mavi. Mavi is, and according to you, Rav, you're wanting to fit other Mazik in by making Mavi as other Mazik. Well, you bring a Pasuk where it doesn't really write Mavi. It doesn't involve. It's not the same word. And Shmuel also wrote a Pasuk which wasn't the same word. Now the Gemara is saying, I found a Pasuk which is exactly spot on. Mavi exactly translates as water in the Pasuk in Shaiyah, spot on. So why you both Rav and Shmuel? Why are you, Rav and Shmuel, discussing whether it's Ogil Mazik or it's Shah? I've got, and you bring Sukkim which are not spot on. I've got Pasuk which is spot on what the translation of the word of the Mishnah actually says. It's water. It's a Kasha, Rav and Shmuel, both of you. We discussed that already. We discussed on Shabbos. Two Shabbos ago, we discussed why the coin to Rav, why did the Mishnah want to write other Mazik in a funny fashion? We discussed, yeah, which was our warm up, asked that question, we answered the last question. We don't need to. But here the question is, we got a spot on translation, so Rav and Shmuel, don't tell me translations is not spot on. Okay. So let's carry on the long. Big Sif says, Big Sif, my Novu, does it write in that Pasuk of Yishayahu, my Novu, that the water is acting on the fire? Tivar Eish, it says Loshon Tivar Eish, which implies the fire is the active party, the Tivar is going on Eish, the fire is bubbling up the water. It's not the water is bubbling up the fire, which would imply the bubbling word of Mavi is referring to water. It's referring to the fire bubbling up the water. So therefore the word Mavi is not in reference to water. The word Mavi is in reference to fire. Okay. So therefore you can't suggest that Mishnah means water. Because you haven't got a Pasuk that Mavi is water. You've got a Pasuk that in Yeshua says Mavi is fire, not water. So now the obvious question says the one. Must give Lo Rav Zvid. Okay. Zvid now comes along and asks, Vayna Mavi Deish. Okay. So then maybe Mavi in the Mishnah means fire. Because you got a spot on Pasuk of what the translation of Mavi means. Not water, but fire. Okay, fire. But again, same question on Rav and Shmuel. Why are you saying the translation of Mavi, which are words which are not spot on? Say what Mavi spot on is, and what it is, fire. Okay, not water, fire. Still the same question. Fine. So the Gemara says, Vichy Kisiv,
Okay, so that parks the question. Maybe Mavi at the Mishnah says the Chiksiv Tavar Be'esh, because when right Torah in the Yeshaya is talking about fire. So what's the Gemara's answer? Yehochi, if so, my Hamavi Vehiver. Okay, why is the Mishnah saying you got four Abba Ovis Nezikin? And the last two is Mavi Vehiver. What's Mavi? You're telling me Mavi means what's on fire. What's Hiver? Fire. So it's fire. How can the Mishnah mean fire? Mavi, fire. Hiver, fire. How can it do that? It can't mean that. So the Gemara says, okay. B'chitema. And if you want to suggest, Pirish Kumafaris, that really it's fire, Mavi is fire, and the Mishnah is saying, Mavi, which is Hiva, Mavi, which is fire, is not saying two different categories, it's saying Mavi, which is Hiva, Mavi, which is fire. Okay, so the problem is that, so how many have you got now? You've got three. If you're saying the word hiv is not a separate category, explanation of what mother is, so you've knocked one off, you only got three, what does the Mishnah start off saying? Abba of us, Nazikan. It says I have four, and it's supposed to say the four, and it's saying, I got four, and here's the list. You got Shah, Bar, Mavi the Hiver is the same. So then we've got Shabbat and Mavi, which is three, not four. The Bob, we can always play around with. I'll show you how to do. We can take the period from a fire. If you want to say it is fire, it's just explanation. Mavi is Hiver. Ihochi, then the question is, Abba, the Mishnah says they've got four categories. Going to now this, it's just explanation. Shlosha Havi, is only going to be three? Okay. So he says, V'chi Tema. And if you want to suggest, Tarnish Shah, the Isbeit Hati, that we can get the figure four. How can we get the figure of four? Let's keep with this idea. Mavi is Hivi. Mavi is fire. It's explanation. I got three. So how do you get four? Oh, when it said Shah at the beginning, Shah meant two together. Meant this Leitati. It has two damages of Shah. Two different categories of Shah of damaging. Yeah. Okay. Then Shame Beregel. Shah means Shame Beregel, which is two. Then you got Bar, which is three. And then you got Mavi, which is Hivir, which is fire. Mavi, which is Hivir. Mavi, which is fire, which is four. Maybe one says that. Iyaki. Okay, I've got a problem with that. But it says, Lo zeh v'zeh sheyesh ben hem ruachayim. It says that Shah and Mavi are both considered items which have ruachayim, that have life force behind it. Well, Shah, I know it had the life force. Mavi, what you say Mavi is, you're saying fire. Is fire got life force? It hasn't got life force. So therefore, how can you say Mavi means fire? It doesn't fit with the Mishnah where it says Mavi has got Ruchayim. Mavi hasn't got Ruchayim. That's the problem. My Ruchayim is thing. The Sue, my Harika H. Second problem, how can you say Mavi itself means fire? Because the Mishnah itself, and it says that it's lo shah the Mavi kahari H. Shah the Mavi are not like fire. That means Mavi is not fire. How can you say Mavi means fire? What the Mishnah says, Shah the Mavi are not like fire. That means Mavi is not fire. No. Let me ask now the questions. And if after my questions you still got a question, Then you can ask. So that's the end of just the translation of the Gemara. Yeah? So the Maskana of the Gemara is Mave can't mean water, because it doesn't translate to water. And it can't mean fire, because the Mishnah can't be talking about Mave being fire, because it doesn't fit in with the wording of the Mishnah that Mave means fire. So therefore, we now understand why Rav and Shmuel are having discussion what Mave is, because they don't want to go with fire or water. Okay? So there we understand. That's how the Gemara is talking. Okay. Now, let's ask a few questions. Questions like this. When Rav Murray suggested originally that it's water, why did it not ask of Rav Murray at that stage the same questions that it asked of Rav Zvintz when, at the end, when Rav Zvintz suggested it's fire? When Rav Zvintz questions said it's fire, the Gemara had questions. How can you Rav Zvintz say it's fire? Why? Because it doesn't have a life force. It doesn't have a life. You can't say it's fire, it's not life force. Why didn't it ask when Rav Murray suggested it's water? The same question. Rav Murray, how can you say it's water? It's got no life force. And the Mishnah says, Mabe has life force. Why is the Gemara only asking this question on Rav Zvintz Eish? Ask the Rav Murray's water, the same question. That's the first question. Second question. Rav Zvintz, come on, Rav Zvintz, you want to suggest that Mave means fire. Did you not know the Mishnah? Did you not know the Mishnah? The questions of the Gemara are Aleph-based questions from the Cheter. But Zvid will not suggest such, which even the Cheta Rebbe will ask his little Kita Dalit, Kita Hei, a kid. Of course, it says, well, Marv is fine, says the Rebbe. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Marv is not fine. So what did Rav Zvid think? That Rav Zvid saying it is fine? You didn't know the Mishnah? Well, you know the Mishnah. You doesn't know how to read the Mishnah? Of course, he knows the Mishnah. What did Rav Zvid think? That's it. Okay. Third question. The Mishnah says you got four Abba Obbas Nezikin. Four Obbas. First Rashi in the Mishnah on the Masechta. How does that something get up become an Abba? How does something become an Abba? What is an Abba? What qualifies it to be an Abba? First Rashi in the Masechta. What does he say? In order to be an Av, it has to have one condition to be an Av of damaging. What? Okay, it has to be written in the Torah. Where is it written, Rav Murray, in the Torah, that water damages in the Torah, you have to pay for it. Where in the Torah is it written, the word, water damaged, you pay. It's written in the Torah, your ox damages, you pay. It's written in the Torah, you dig a hole and damages, you pay. It's written in the Torah, you have a fire and it damages, you pay. It's written in the Torah, you physically damage yourself, your own actions, your own hands, you damage, you pay. But where is it written in the Torah that if your water damages, you pay? So how can you, Rav Murray, suggest that Mavir is one of the others of the Mishnah that you're trying to make because it's an Av? Maybe you're trying to make, but how can you say it's an Av? An Av that has to be written somewhere, which book? Well, I looked over the whole Torah, and it's no possible in the Torah. It talks about water, something is water damaging your pain. So how can it be an Av? Where's the Makar for how can you suggest, Rav Murray, that it's the Mishnah means water? Those are the three questions we have, simple questions on Pshat Megillah. Thank you. re-posting that the posting is referring to fire and not to water. That's the question. Since Rav Mari realized there was the question, the Gemara, that how can you say the words in the posting above it means water, when it's clearly the way it's speaking and the grammar, the way it's talking is not referring to the water, it's referring to the fire. That's Mr. Goffman's question. Okay. Above it, but so where does it say water? Now, the pasuk says, it says, okay, so where does it say the word mafik in the Torah? It doesn't say word mafik in the Torah. Great. It doesn't say in the pasuk, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says mafik. The only one who says mafik is the Mishnah, and in reference to something which is written in the Torah. But how can we say the mafik of the Mishnah means water if the water is never written in the Torah?
Could it be if I throw water in the Rishus Arabim and Yenim slips on it and breaks his kalim or breaks his leg, then haven't, isn't that like a bar Rishus Arabim?
Okay, it's a bar. So it's not its own category.
It's a tolda.
Yeah, so not enough. Yeah, it could say it's chayiv for being like a bar, that you can say that for sure, but to say that it's an own category of an up. In itself, nothing to do with bar, because it's written in the Torah. It's not written in the Torah. Okay, yeah. So these are the questions, simple questions. So, let us look at Tosfos. Let us look at the first Tosfos on the page. That's all. Ema mavizam. Maybe mavizam means water. Pirish. Kiven zekalo daiki lo kama lo kama. Since the posik is not accurate, like Rav or like Shmuel, so let's go to something which is accurate, which is water. Let's explaining what the last question on Rav and Shmuel. Okay. Then he asks one of our questions. In Toba, hey, he can sieve my Toba. Where is it written water in the Toba? How can it be not? Where is it written water in the Toba? So let's see Tosa's answer. Yes, Shloma, I found a place where it's written water in the Torah. I took my Bible new. He's telling me something new. Mavishila. From the Posek Vishila. What's the Posek Vishila? Well, the Posek Vishila is really the Posek is talking about where your ox is damaging through consumption or through trampling. And the Pasuk reads as Ki Yivar Ish. We've said this Pasuk before, I'll just read it again. Ki Yivar Ish Sodeh Okem. When somebody consumes somebody else's field or vineyard, how did he do that? Vishilach Esbira, he sends his animal. Ebir Sodeh, and he consumes it. His animal consumes it. So really, the Pasuk is talking about sending your animal to consume, and it's talking about the damage of somebody's ox through consumption or through trampling. Says Tosfos, that Pasuk, the Shida, is the place where it's also talking about where your water is damaging. What? Why? How do you know that Pasuk is talking about water? Because it says in Eo, V'shaleach mayim apnei totsus. It uses the notion of sending water apnei totsus over the totsus, over the waters. So we see the word shaleach is in reference. We see in Ovi the word shaleach is in reference to water. So that, like now, we can use what Amatzi said. What Novi tells me the word shilach means water. So when it's written in the Torah and you damage some of these fields, how do you do that? Vishilach, by sending. What did you send? You sent, according to the Pasuk in Eos, you sent water to damage some of these fields. And it's written in the Torah. Vishilach in the Torah is talking about damaging some of these fields through water. Because the word shilach means water. It's water. It could be, and therefore the mafia is accurate to say it's water.
Yeah, so now we've got the word mavi in the Mishnah has a reference of being spot on with water. And we've got actually a posting in the Torah, which will be about damaging for water and having to pay, because it says v'shilach, and you have to pay. If it's shilach something which damages someone's field, you have to pay. What's the something? It means water, you send. Okay, that's Joseph's answer. Okay. Now. How do you send water? What's the easiest way to send water to somebody's fields? You take a hose, you stick it to your tap, you turn it on, you take the hose, and you lead the hose to flood somebody's fields. Yeah. Yeah, you can send the water by opening tap. Okay. It's not unusual words, but since I know in Novi that he does use the word shilach with water, so I have now liberty to translate a word in the Torah also meaning that. Liberty. Yeah. So now, okay. If so, let us ask the following question. If the poslet, the makom, for water damaging and paying in the Torah is the poslet of the shilach. Yes? What does it say in that poslet? Let me read out that poslet again. Ki yiva ish soda okay. When a person consumes somebody else's fields, how does he do that? Shilach, he sends something. We're saying now it means he sends water. And beer, it also, not only sending water, he can also send an animal to damage. No fire. This possible, no fire. The shilach of beer, he can send his animal to damage. A beer is on there, and he can do it either through consuming the damage of his animal consumption, or can be done by drinking. So the posting is talking about three types of damages where you're going to have to pay. Either you send your water, or you send your animal to trample, or you send your animal to consume. Three things, okay. How do you learn all three? Just it says, once you can fit in the word for so we got extra words in the posuk. Each one's our creditors. Why? No, I'm not talking about the Mishnah, I'm talking about the Torah. Each one's our creditors. The Mishnah may not be in reference to all of them. Yeah, we already discussed that in the first year in the year. It's really six. Why is only saying four? We already discussed that at the beginning of this month. Okay. So the posuk itself is about three scenarios of you damaging your pain, and therefore all of them are their own category of art. Water, or consumption, or trampling. Okay. So what does the end of posuk say? We say, only you have to pay if it goes into a private domain of somebody else and ruins it. Then, Beitiv Sodehu, then you're going to have to pay top quality stuff. Says the Mishnah and the Gemara later on. Mishnah, I've made reference a few times, but now I'm going to speak it out. The Gemara says, Mishnah says this, that says, if you send your animal to damage for consumption, send your animal to damage for trampling, says to him, so you pay, but only if the damage takes place in somebody's private property. But if the damage took place of somebody else's item in the public property, the shusar rabbin, then you're potter. Maybe it's a gazelle's potter, maybe it's a swap, but it's a potter, it says you're potter. So if so, what's going to be the halacha of water damaging and that you have to pay? If this is the potter that also is a reference to water, what's going to be the halacha if you send your water to damage, and it damages someone's property, but in reshus haravim? Are you going to have to pay or not going to have to pay? So, you're not going to have to pay. Because the pasuk says, whatever's in this pasuk, you pay only in a private domain. If it takes place of damage in a private domain, you're off the hook. That's what this pasuk says. You're saying this is the pasuk, the only pasuk in the Torah that talks about water damaging. That means water damaging in the part, something else is obviously in the public place is off the hook. Okay, that was come out away according to Tosfos. Yes. Now look at Rashi. Look at the first Rashi on the page. The second Rashi on the page. Yeah. The second line. Eima mavir zehamayim. Maybe mavir means water. Says Rashi, what did you do? Shem shenfech odom meima v'lushus harabim. That you poured your water into the public domain. And somebody else came along in that public domain and got dirty his kelim because of your water. Chayev hashofchim, the one who poured the water, is chayev to pay because of water damage of mavir av balot. So what does Rashi say? That if you die at this stage of the Gemara, the happening of the Gemara, that there's an av balot, of the mazikim, of one of the avs, that your chayev in the Torah for paying damages is water. Says Rashi, what's the scenario where your chayev of the av of paying when you pour water into a public domain which stands in somebody's private property? That's when you're going to have to pay. But hold on. If the source is according to what Tosfos told me, that is from the boss of Mishnah, you're going to be off the hook. Selamai. That Rashi has to be arguing with Tosfos, and Rashi has to be holding that's not the source. So now we've got a problem. Where is the source according to Rashi? It can't be that pasuk v'shilach, because that shilach will mean you're off the hook in the public. So it means we can't use the answer of Tosfos. Where is it written in the Torah that water you pay for damages? It can't be this pasuk, because according to this pasuk, you're off the hook if you take Tosfos as well. Rashi says, you are high Tosfos. So obviously Rashi is not using this pasuk. So where is the source, according to Rashi, that is written in the Torah that's famous, water damage you pay, it can't be this pasuk. Can't be this pasuk, because Rashi says this pasuk, wherever it is, tells me you're high Tosfos Rabban, and you say it's Shaleh, it says you're potter Tosfos Rabban. So it can't be this pasuk. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you said. Stop, Mr. Goffman. If the POSIX only talking about one scenario, then the other scenario hasn't got this POSIX, so what POSIX does it have that says it's chayv at all? No, well, where? This POSIX, it says, the Shila says you're chayv to pay, whatever this POSIX is referring to, you're chayv to pay only if it takes place just ayom. Whatever this does, only. No other case. Whatever's in this POSIX, you're only ever going to chayv pay if it takes just ayom. If it takes just ayom, you're off the hook. That's what the pasuk says. So if Rashi says you're chayav to pay even when it takes place with Serapim, it means it's not in this pasuk. So what pasuk is it? Yes, I'm asking. Okay. That's not a question. Maybe it was not Rashi Tosfos. What's the damage? Okay. Well, what's the difference also? No, can't, you can't do that. The POSIX says clearly only pay in the public private. Okay, so where's the source according to Rashi? So if we carry on Tosfos, himself has a bit of a problem. Another problem. What's his other problem? Just using Tosfos, trying to understand Rashi at the stage. If you go down, halfway down the Tosfos, maybe it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines down the small lines. Beginning of the line is in Toma.
beginning of the line is the intoma. So Tosfos has a question. Intoma. What's the exact scenario where the water damaged? What's the case? You got this? Beginning of the line, the intoma. What's the exact case the Gemara is talking about that you damaged with your water? If you opened up the tap and it immediately damaged with the first spurt of water, the water that comes immediately out of opening the tap damages the koach rishon, the first koach, the initial water, koachohu, that's called adam hamazik. And if you kill somebody with that water, you're chayev miset, because it means you killed him with your bare hands. If you open the tap and the initial water comes out, damages or kills, it's like you physically punching the guy in the face or shooting an arrow, whatever it is, you are killing the guy. It's not something else. It's Adam himself. How can you call Mayim a separate category if it's talking about such a scenario? That scenario is not separate category. It's him himself damaging the item, or himself killing the person with that, if that's the case, the water. The Eva Koch Shani, and if it's not the first water that damages that him, but it's the later water that comes out afterwards, Groma Ba'almahu, that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin is nothing to do with you. It's just indirect damage, causative damage, which you cause, and you're off the hook for killing and also for damages. So therefore, what's this water talking about? If it's initial water, then it's you yourself damaging. It's not separate category, it's Adam himself. And if it's the later water, you talk and don't pay. You don't pay. So I can say with the water, you pay. It's not me. No, because there we got a pasuk in the Torah that tells us that when your money damages, you're going to be held responsible as kilu yourself did it. It's not like it's an extension of yourself when you're damaging. Okay, but it's not going to be an up. You can say it's an extension of Shom, or one of the others around, you can't take it out. Av means it's the own, nothing to do with double categories, it's his own sin. How can you say it says this? What category are you in? The initial water, it's he himself. Later water, it says to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, clearly off the hook. What you're. Okay, that's why you're off the hook. We're out of possum. Out of possum, you're off the hook. So what does this answer? But the Gemara says, if you're potter, you're grandma, you're off the hook. You're off the hook. You're off the hook. You're off the hook. You're off the Gemara says, it's grandma. You're off the hook. Gemara says, it's a legend. You're off the hook. Says Tosus. And a similar answer to what I'm not saying, what it suggests. Yesh Loma, answer, tomorrow Bakar Sheni. Really, we're talking about the secondary water. Kamash Molaron, in the Havamin of our Gemara, we thought, Kar Sheni Namichai, the Chiddush was that secondary water was Chayv. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says you are not. That's only according to our scholar when it's not water. But if we thought in the beginning that Mavir meant water, we thought the Torah was telling us that Mavir is chayev, water is chayev, that meant to say that secondary water, even though it should be Groma, because there is a gossip, you're chayev for it. At the end of the Suga, we say it's not water, so then we can learn the translation says it's you're actually off the hook, because that's the reality, you're off the hook, because at the end of the day, the Gemara says it's not water. Okay, so therefore the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not kasha on the Gemara of Baba Kama, because Baba Kama is talking about half of it. And the second Gemara said it's after the Gemara of Baba Kama finished. later, as an asakta later on, Baba Kama came first, we thought it was water, you thought you were chayav, and then the Gemara says it's not water, and therefore you're not chayav, and that's why the Gemara Sanhedrin said you're not chayav when it's secondary. That goes to first answer. Second answer, Inami, Bosna Denaisa, we're talking about the water came out, and then it sat down and settled. It settled and sat, and then somebody came along and got damaged. Yeah? Last night? V'lo domi lebo. And it's not comparable to a hole that damages and say it's that category. It's different from a hole. Because you can say, okay, it's not Ogdom and Mazik. Okay, it's not Ogdom and Mazik because it didn't damage straight away. It went out, sat down, and then somebody got damaged by it. Okay, it's not Ogdom and Mazik. Fine. So why is it not Ba? Why is mine its own separate category? There's out of why? To go and post can be most under the cover. Because we're talking about a scenario where you had permission to put the water there. And that's the case of water. It's different from bar. Bars, when you dig a hole without permission in a dangerous place, without permission, then you're fine. Comes along another here called Mayim, which is when you dig a bar with permission. And still you're chayav, even though it's with permission. That was why we thought it was a separate category. Now, we'll finish off with... Okay, so Tosis answered us with two possible answers. How can water be a separate category? It should be Odom, Mazik, or nothing. So answers, we thought it was secondary water, and we thought secondary water was tachachayav. Or we thought it was like a bar, but it's not in the same category bar because this is a bar which you have permission to put there. Okay, but you're still fine. That's why we said it's a different category. If you look back at the same Rashi, when you read this Rashi again, can Rashi fit into any of these answers? What does Rashi say? Rashi, that second Rashi again says, Marvin's Amon. What's the case? A person pours his water into Rishus Rabin. And came somebody else, and he dirtied his items in that water which he was poured into Rishus Rabin. That makes the one who poured chayav to pay. Can any of the Tosis answers scenarios of what we're talking about be in reference to Rashi? Can Rashi be talking about any of the answers of Tosfos? Which answer could he be talking about? Second answers of Tosfos. If so, you're talking about second answers of Tosfos. Okay. Why did Rashi say Rishul Sarabim? Why is he talking about Hofech Rishul Sarabim? Why is he saying Shofech Odzom Shofech? Or the name of the Shusrabim. He doesn't make a chilek whether you had permission or you didn't have permission. He should add words like Tosis, that you had permission to pour it to a Shusrabim. He doesn't say with only with permission. Sounds like from Rashi, whenever you pour water to a Shusrabim, then you'll be chayav with a new av called water. Question, point of Tosis is not true. It's only a new art if it's with permission. Rashi, you didn't mention that. It's much more from Rashi that you're pouring with even without permission and still it's called an art. But then we've got a question. How can it be an art? It should be fitting into bar if it's not the initial, mind which is damaging, then it should be bar. Or if it's the initial one that's damaging immediately, then it should be Odom Mazik. So how we got the same question of Tosis? Why is it Okati? Either it's Odom Mazik or it's Bar, which should be, so how can it have its own existence? Tosis gave an answer, but Rashi doesn't say those conditions which allow that answer to be true. So therefore we've got a question, we leave with a question on Rashi 2 points. According to Rashi, we've got a question, where's the Kosma? That makes you chayav over water. It can't be Mishnah because you're talking about Rishus Rabim. Secondly, the Rashi, what's the scenario that you're talking about water that has its own category? According to you, Rashi, it should either be of the Mamazik, or it should be Bar, because none of the answers which Tosfos creates to say it's its own entity apply. Okay, those are two questions of Rashi. If you think about it, so tomorrow we'll have to answer them, but think about it, maybe both questions will answer each other. Maybe both questions will answer each other, and we'll see that tomorrow. Okay.